It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number three, Sports Hangover. Is there a song? Is there a group, a band? Maybe it's Bieber, I don't know. What gets you pumped up, ready to go?
I know what Jay's favorite song is, though.
Huh. Oh, I see what you were doing. You were leading into it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I ruin it?
Got
it. I'm sorry. Try it again. I had Pearl Jam, the 10 album this morning, 6 a.m. at the gym, got me going. What gets you think Jay Hargrave going, Jordan?
I don't know this song.
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday. Everybody's looking forward to
it right now.
Bobbing his head in the
car.
His
vehicle just absolutely
jamming out.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's going to come in here.
My ears are bleeding. He's absolutely driving right now on Vets or on Clearview or something. You think so?
Fun.
He's hitting the top of the steering wheel to every beat.
He's like, take it away, Rebecca.
Oh, take it away. 800-998-1003. What you got? Give me some songs. Or we did a little Master of Puppets earlier from a caller. Said that's what kind of gets him going.
Puppeteer.
No, not it's not called puppeteer.
How about that's what masters of puppets are? They're puppeteers. Let's look
just,
it up.
Just give me 30 seconds to compose myself. I'm trying to breathe.
Isn't what a master of puppets is
called?
Do
me a favor.
A puppeteer.
The next time you see somebody wearing a Metallica shirt or something, go ask them if they're puppeteers.
You a puppeteer?
Yeah, go do that for me.
I probably think it'd be cool because, like, oh,
but
wow.
Just be sure to roll your phone at the same time, too.
Okay.
And run, Forrest, run.
Yeah, run, Forrest, run. Hell's Bells. David on Twitter by AC/DC. That's what gets him going. We've also asked, hey, give us some keys to the game. Music's Soul Child. Limit Zeke to less than 100 yards. Pressure from the front four. Balanced attack on offense. Take what's given. I think that's what Teddy's probably going to be doing. Right, but he has to take some shots, right? Let's start throwing it out there. Marlon Ferreira is going to join us next segment. This segment's open if you want to call in. Give me some keys. What do you think? Jason on Twitter, secondary containing Amari Cooper. You heard me ask Mike Triplett about it, about the play from Marshawn Lattimore and the play from Marcus Williams. I think you're going to see, because the Saints will try to stop the run, more man coverage, more opportunities for, I think, Marcus Williams to make a play, Marshawn Lattimore to make a play. Now, the injury report for the Dallas Cowboys does have receiver Michael Gallup. Obviously, he's done, has a knee not playing, not going to play in this game. Amari Cooper has an ankle injury, limited participation in practice this week. He had a precautionary MRI earlier in the week. So he's a little banged up. Wide receiver Tavon Austin, concussion. Limited participation. So their receivers are a tad banged up a little bit. Kevin Frazier, non-injury-related Achilles, maybe some soreness, but he's been limited both days. Luke Gifford, linebacker, ankle, limited both days. Zach Martin, guard, back injury, limited on Wednesday, but did not practice on Thursday. Safety Xavier Woods, ankle injury, limited both days. And linebacker Sean Lee, knee, full participation on Wednesday, limited participation on Thursday. So those are the injuries for the Cowboys. For the Saints, their injury report has some names on it as well. DNPs, as in did not participate for Wednesday and Thursday. Traquan Smith, ankle. Drew Brees, obviously, with the thumb. Will Clapp with a hand. Larry Warford, limited both days, shoulder. Tron Armstead, limited both days, knee. Sheldon Rankins, you know what, the Achilles, limited participation. I think you see him next week. Cameron Jordan, non-injury related. Jared Cook, not injury related. Limited Wednesday, Thursday, full participation for both guys. Thomas Morstead did not practice yesterday due to an illness.
Bump, bump, bump.
And obviously, no, don't bump, bump, bump. Stop it. Even with the flu and the sniffles, he can still kick a football. Stop it. Don't you bump, bump, bump.
Michael,
you know what?
It.
You know what?
Yeah,
have your
fun.
Dad's number.
It'd be funny if he had the flu.
I have your dad's number. All I know, you know, Matt and the Pelicans just know that a Kleber needs to be allowed in the facility. They don't know the first name of the Kleber.
Oh, but I do have...
I'm sure your dad would have no problem.
I have Daniel's number. Well, there's a rogue.
Guess whose name carries just a little more. Just a little.
Who that?
A little more.
Who that?
Who
that?
A little more.
Who's that?
Who that?
Just a little more.
Not you.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Ooh. If you text Daniel asking for something, I text Daniel and the Pels asking for something. I guess
Gus said.
Oh, so you're going to put. Oh,
under the bus.
Gus is too busy.
Under the bus.
Gus is too busy.
And then you'll be like, oh, that sounds like the right response.
I'll give you one thing, Gus, before you go into your next story. I'll do this for you. Mm-hmm. Thomas Morstead, sneeze before you kick the ball, but sneeze on the ball.
Then let
the guy catch it.
Getting everyone sick.
Get him sick. Oh, I like that. Be the outbreak monkey. Let's give everyone the flu.
Metabolic Cowboys. Yeah,
the ball that they use are...
They still got to catch it. But you
wait, gloves. Yeah, kicking team
though.
You use...
But he's catching it with the gloves, though. Yeah.
But then does that go back to the... Is that like the Saints ball? You know how they have their certain ball?
We're thinking too much about this. Yeah. It'll be fine. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in or give us a tweet. Give us a key to the game, you think. That'll take place. That'll be... Of importance, Najee. I love this one. Ready? Score more points than the Cowboys.
That's a good one. I always like going with that.
You like that one?
That one's a very, very reliable take.
Waylon, his go-to song that gets him going. What do you think it'll be?
His go-to song?
Mm-hmm. His go-to song. I think you've heard this before, I'm sure. You had to have.
Oh, yeah, the Twisted Sister.
The Twisted Sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like putting the D in for it. Right, I'm not going to take it anymore. Man.
This kind of sounds like your theme song. Like if you were like a sitcom, this would be the song I would pick for you. This is you right here.
Why?
Rebel without a clue. You just want to rebel just to rebel. No clue why.
I'm not a rebel.
Like I said.
I'm going to rebel. Because you think I'm a rebel.
Exactly. You just literally proved what I just felt. It is. Do you like that one more than this one?
What's the difference?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
No. I don't know. I think I like the second one.
You know
better.
What? You just did it. So I'm going to play what I think.
Here we go.
Yep. I'm going to play what I think. When you wake up in the morning, you're like, well, I got a big, like Monday, right? Monday. You're going to, the Pels media day. Y'all pumped up. Ready? You're ready to go. Something tells me that this is what
any day now.
This is it right here. This is it right here. Yep. Getting dressed. Putting a lot of product in your hair. You're like, I'm going to see Zion today. What's up, Lonzo? Do I call him Lonzo? What's up, Zoe?
Yeah, I gotta get pumped.
I can just see you right now.
I'm thinking in my head, what am I going to say to these guys?
Yep. Jordan's bedroom right here. Just your dad. Turn that down! Turn that down!
No, Dad.
This is it right here, just booming. Right? This is it. Uh-huh. Dust off the Pelicans hat. Oh, yeah. You don't even see... Oh, you did. Oh, he so did the Bieber how he put on his hat. You gotta have the. How do you do that? You gotta pinch the bill.
Gotta pinch the bill. Touch the back.
You did
of
that
it.
Really well, by the way. You did that really well. Pinch the bill lightly, right? Yep. And then with the other hand,
kind of touch the back, and just then touch kind of realign.
Yeah, you really. That was eerie. That was really eerie. There it is, the Jordan Kleber song that gets him going for Pelicans Media Day. I'm pumped. I am. I'm pumped.
I'm actually
Sunday.
Pumped. Now.
I am pumped about Pelicans Media Day on Monday. By the way. Just please don't embarrass me.
Well, now that we've ran probably 10 people off the road with that song.
You'd be surprised. There's probably a lot of people that actually like that song. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA, Michael Kleber, your uncle. Convinced he's your uncle.
It's the first time we met was at the draft party.
He says, if you need a first name to turn into the Pelicans for entry, I'm just trying to be there for you, Gustavo. Michael J. Kleber. See, we have another Kleber.
The first time we met
was
at
the there are multiple Klebers that can help me Monday. There's multiple Klebers. Just saying.
But you would only want me there.
Yeah. Albin Cooper III. That's a good name. On Twitter. Rage is my go-to. But I've always said if I fought MMA, my walkout song would be War Pigs by Black Sabbath. Joey, you're familiar with Black Sabbath, aren't you?
Yes, I'm of age.
I'm just saying. All right. Let's see what it sounds like here.
You're talking about the band Ozzy used to play in.
Yes, exactly. I'm aware. But yeah. Joey, I mean, Jordan, have you ever even heard of Black Sabbath? You know who Ozzy Osbourne is?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. You may know him from his TV show, you know? So this is the song that Albin says if he about to fight a little MMA. This is what we get him ready. You know it's coming right here.
Of course I know who Ozzy is.
It's coming here. You ready? Builds up. This is another song that does build.
Well, Post,
I get it here.
Post Malone did a song with Ozzy.
Post Malone.
Just a few weeks ago.
Okay.
The album that just came out.
It actually is not a bad song.
It's a great song.
All right, here it is. This is when he's probably getting pumped up right here. He can, like, envision just a little combo here.
Generals gathered in their masses. Mm-hmm.
Little knee to the chin.
Just like witches at black masses.
No, I've heard this song before.
Uh-huh. Have you?
Yes.
Little elbows to the temple.
Minds that plot destruction.
I think one of my older friends is...
One of your older
friends? No, like a long time.
Okay. It's a good song. Good contribution there, Albin. Good stuff. Uptown Ruler! Day number 5 in a row for you to give us a little Cowboys dislike.
Well,
what you got, man?
You see, the Dallas Cowboys ain't got no character in their defense. They are lower than the lowest snake. Anytime you make a trade for a quarterback like Steve Walsh, back in the day, and you give us Steve Walsh, you have no character. Jerry Jones, we're going to beat you like you stole something. In fact, you don't need to even have to show up for the game. Just have your son Steven Jones be the coach from now on. We want him on the sidelines. We don't want you nowhere around our Superdome, because our Superdome is the greatest there ever is. And let me tell you why. Because we was there before Jerry Dome, Jerry World began. So we are the best stadium in the world. So you can take your Jerry Dome stadium and shove it. And as far as your football team, the Saints will speak for me Sunday when we get finished with y'all.
All right. Brought it. Uptown Ruler.
Yes.
You gave me a score of 45-14. Are you staying with
yes.
it or are you adding to it?
Let's say it this way. 50.
50? You gave them 5 more.
50-14. And that's without me laughing at him. So, you know, if I was laughing at him, I hope the score is higher.
Okay. All right. 50-14 from the Uptown Ruler. Uptown Ruler, I asked you to call each and every day this week to give me reasons why the Saints are going to beat Dallas. Jordan, how did you do?
He did it.
He did it.
Extremely well.
All right, good job. Good job.
He might be calling after Marlon Favorite's segment.
Oh, that's
also
true. Marlon's up next.
Marlon Favorite. He think we need to put him on a Cowboys uniform and let him face
has
the,
one. Yeah.
And let him face the Saints fans.
Ooh.
And then throw popcorn at it.
We like Marlon. No harm to Marlon.
It's unfortunate he's a Cowboys fan. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Marlon Favorite is up next. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on Epics. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? The spiraling football from NFL Films? You got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday Night Football? You got it. NFL The Grind, only on Epics. If you don't have it, get the channel or the app. Series premiere Wednesday. Be there. I will be.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's Golic and Wingo.
During the quote-unquote steroid era, when everybody talked about how baseball knew about it but didn't want to say anything because look what was going on, who was running the show then?
Bud Selig.
Is Bud Selig in the Hall of Fame?
Yep.
It's amazing how that happened. You do realize, people, before the so-called steroid era, steroids were being used. It doesn't matter just when it was right before it was tested for or right when it started to get tested for.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Apparently finding out who Russ is.
Yeah, he's very good. He just came out with a new song last night.
Even Karen apparently liked Russ. I have no idea who he is.
He's well known, but he's not like the most well known. Like he's a lot of people would know about.
We'll talk a little bit about it. Marlon Favorite, that big fave 504. There is your intro music for this week.
I like it. Kind of Ace Ventura's
It's terrible.
Line.
It's a terrible song. What song did you maybe listen to? I guess you had a CD player. Yeah, it wasn't cassette deck, right? I mean, what did you listen to in the no, it wasn't 8-track. He's not that old, but LSU locker room, man. What you were ready to go? What pumped you up? What song did you listen to in that LSU locker room before a big game?
If I had to pick one song in that era, it would probably be "Sky's the Limit," Lil Wayne. That was this dedication to, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Lil Wayne pretty much ran our locker room when we were in college. That's all everybody was listening to, those DJ dramas, mixtapes, mm-hmm. Suffix, Carter 2. Yeah, that's okay. That part.
Okay. Do you know who that is?
Lil Wayne?
I'm just making sure.
Yes, I know that.
I know I'm joking.
Do you know who that is?
Of course I know who that is. It's that guy. No, I know who that is. When you look at this game, I went with Scott Shanley in hour number one. We went back and forth, and we looked at matchups. And I said, all right, give me either or who you like. And it was an interesting exercise. And then I said, all right, put me in the defensive side of things, and how are you going to stop, you know, the Cowboys' offense? So I'm going to ask you similarly. You're the nose tackle of the Saints. How do you stop the Dallas Cowboy run game?
Well, you have to be gap sound. I think that's more important than anything else. Your technique and being able to stay responsible in your gap.
Dallas runs one of those offenses where Ezekiel Elliott is running downhill, so he's looking for cutback lanes, looking for guys to be out of that gap. So at the nose guard position, whether you're in a one technique or we call it a shade on the center, you have to win in your A-gap every time. Because if they do decide to run, let's say some type of lead 21-22, you want to be there. And then secondly, you know, finish. Because sometimes guys will be in their gaps and they'll let the offensive lineman finish their block on them, and then now you have a successful run. So I think playing gap sound, particularly inside the trenches, is going to be.
You have the defense that the Cowboys have. You got your two ends, right? Your nose tackle there. You got your two ends, and you got the linebackers behind you. What are you doing against the Saints offense?
Well, against the Saints offense, if you look at it, the last game they played really well in a short passing game. So I think Dallas' front seven is talented enough to cut off whether it's the curl or hook in the flats and let the DBs play honest, you know, stretch the field, the receivers, run some games on the inside. You have a young Eric McCoy who's been playing phenomenal, by the way. Andres Pete, you know, he's shown some inconsistency, and Larry Walford, Aaron Donald is taking their time. So you can do like different twists and games up front. To try to add that middle pressure to Teddy, because, I mean, Teddy really wants to stay in the pocket and climb in the pocket and be able to make accurate passes. I do think that the Saints are going, we're home, the 12th man is real here. I think we're going to try more down-the-field attacks, and, that's where Chris Reshaw comes to the play for Dallas, mm-hmm. Being able to disguise certain coverages and try to throw the Saints' deep offense off.
Speaking of Marlon Favre, a big fave, 504 is the way to follow over on Twitter. Unfortunately, he's a Cowboy fan, but he still likes the Saints here as well. When you look at, I guess injuries is always going to be a deciding factor. I think last year, Saints offensive line was nicked up with me, right? No Teron Armstead. Ryan Ramczyk got injured in that game. He had an arm in a sling afterwards. And the defense just, they were the aggressor. They set the tone. Obviously, you being a defensive player, the importance of setting the tone, but can you do that on the offensive end as well? I think you can, and it's why I think a guy like Latavius Murray can be important in this game and in establishing a run, right? I mean, the last thing you guys want to do on the D-line is tackle runner after runner after runner and then chase the quarterback, right?
Oh, yeah, we don't want to do that. And I watched a Thursday Night Football last night. I saw Barnett with a really good pursuit angle on Aaron Rodgers across, mm-hmm. just really taking a good angle and forcing him out of bounds, saving the first down. So that does become tiresome, especially if you have a long drive. Having a long drive and get into the play, they bust a 13-yard run. You're in pursuit. Now you got to get right back in the huddle, and you're all tired and out of breath. So being in shape is going to be key. So I'm pretty sure the conditioning this week is up to par, but you want to avoid that by all costs. So in a situation with, for example, Latavius Murray, For Latavius Murray, if he can come out and give you 4 or 5 yards of pop, and then when Elvin come in, he come give you 4 or 5 yards of pop, and now you don't know which guy is going to run, and now it's more pass, short pass game plays over and get the ball to Elvin Kamara in space. So but it's going to be important. I think Latavius Murray is going to be a key rotational guy. Think about it. Not particularly in the Dallas game last year, but throughout the season last year for New Orleans. You'll get Mark Ingram getting there. He'll pound it for 6 yards, 7 yards, 8 yards. Sometimes he'll bust a long run. And then Alvin Kamara, now he's outside game. So they had two established running backs. So that helps. So it's time for Latavius Murray to really start stepping up and getting those 4 to 5 yards, 6, 7 yards, so it's a shorter second or third down.
Marlon, when you look at this game, do you think where it's played can have an effect? I kind of get a sense and feeling, man, just knowing what's at stake and what's at hand here, to be able to be 3-1 at the end of the first quarter of the season, it's kind of big, man. And I just kind of get the sense and feeling Saints fans, they already dislike Dallas. They already still remember the last, game on that Thursday night. They went through the process of, oh, we got no Drew. Hey, we wanted Seattle. We're back in this thing. And dude, it would put you right up there with a lot of the teams in the NFC. This is a big, big game for the Saints.
This is huge. This game is big, man. I can't stress how huge this is. I think you just said it. to finish the first quarter of the year 3-1, getting a lot of your intense games out of the way, your harder games. I mean, let's be honest, Houston's a playoff caliber team. L.A., the Chargers and the Rams, they played the Rams. They're a playoff caliber team. And you know Seattle could definitely run the table. I know San Francisco's making some noise over there right now, but Seattle's always in the conversation. So now that you got those games out the way, you're 2-1, this would be a huge win. So you said something else, and this is, in my opinion, probably one of the biggest intangibles in the game, and that's the crowd. I think the crowd really – because it was flat in New York against New York. It was flat Miami. It was flat – you know, the crowd, that didn't really go through the sound didn't really play a major role to him. So I think if New Orleans can come out there the same, usually we'll talk X's and O's, man. Hey, I think the safety need to, you know, Marcus Williams had to have a good game. Man, it's going to be important for Marcus. But no, I think it's going to be important to every season ticket holder, you know, every person out there that's going to the game to be as loud as they can. So they want to start drinking that tea right now. So getting those vocal cords.
Special sweet tea. Special sweet tea, right.
That's what they, and keep that noise, because remember, the unique thing about, you know, about our stadium here, it's a dome, so that sound has nowhere to go but in. So I think, you know, when our defense is on the field, New Orleans and Dax out there, you know, you're trying to, hey, I don't know what coverage they're in. Now you got to make a check to your receiver on the edge, and he's not sure. You know, he can't hear you. Mm-hmm. Words not getting over. You're trying to go down to the line, and now you're forced to use a timeout or something like that, or it's a blown play because, you know, the check wasn't communicated across the entire offense. So the 12th man is going to be huge for New Orleans.
It is. Big Fave 504, Marlon Favorite. And, of course, you can catch him on Friday mornings around just after 9 o'clock talking a little Saints football as well, man, on Great Day, Louisiana. It's good stuff, man. You did a good job again today.
Man, thank you, Gus. Thanks for checking it out, man. I see a little Carver, bro. Look like he's coming down here like a linebacker, babe. I think linebacker is the position for him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that there. I sent him a video, shockingly, Jordan, of Carver yesterday. Before dinner for me, after dinner for him. It's just a little practice. You know, we do little drills. Not that I have anything to say about it, Marley. I'm just sitting on the carpet watching Monday Night Football and on the rug there. And he just takes off towards the door, his starting point, says, ready, set, go. And he as fast as he can, head down right into my chest to tackle. That went on for 20 minutes, by the way. I sent you 39 seconds of 20 minutes.
Oh, man. Man, Gus. Hey, bro, see, you need to go talk to the running backs then, man, because you can show them how to dodge those linebackers.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I know. That's why I keep sending you the videos. I don't know what I'm seeing here. Am I seeing pursuit? Am I just seeing a guy that wants to run through the wall? Is he you know, the third down back, the goal line guy? I guess the body type is going to depend a lot on what he's going to do.
Yep. But he read it, brother. I'm telling you.
He loves to run. I've never seen anybody that likes to run as much as him. I'm like, no, I'm done. I'm tired. He just runs and runs and runs.
My boy Carver growing up, man, I'm telling you, he's going to keep running. Run, Carver, run.
Marlon, have a good weekend, man. We'll talk again on Monday and try not to enjoy the game so much on Sunday.
Just go. Let's just say go.
There he goes, Marlon Favorite. Lil Wayne got him going before LSU games. How are you doing over there?
Doing well, you know, just giving the people what they want, uploading the show.
Giving the people what they want. Wow. Man of the people. Did you just really give yourself the man of the people title?
I gave that at the beginning of the week, if you remember.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. 800-998-1003. Sports Hangover. Tim Grubbs joins us next. Wow. The Major League Baseball playoffs will not include my Cubbies. I mean, I tried to tell you. I knew it was over. But other teams are going to be playing. So we'll talk a little about the final weekend in MLB next. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I'd love to see you stuff.
Don't Hello, friends. I am Jerry Truck Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Display Campaign.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Don Lane Construction.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This quarterback really knows how to run this team, which is why we mic'd him up before the game. Let's listen in on how he got him ready on that last play.
Blue 49! Blue 49! Eckrich, Eckrich, Eckrich! Carolina double! Carolina double! Grill, grill, grill! Ham off the bone! Home game! Home game! Hot, 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 hot! Eckrich deli meat sandwich! Hot!
Now that is a quarterback that knows how to handle a home gate. Eckridge, you do you.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
This is the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
I mean, it's ridiculous already. I mean, listen, pay me $31 million guaranteed, $90 million over the life of the contract. I'll wear whatever helmet I'm going to wear. And so will Antonio Brown. Like, right. This is nonsense. Right. The fact that he's even saying this and suggesting that, hey, I might retire if I can't wear the helmet I've worn for the last 10 years. Do me a favor. Put your helmet on and play football. Sir, I'm tired of it. Antonio Brown, there are people who would give anything to get $30 million. They'd wear whatever you would tell them to wear for $31 million guaranteed dollars, plus the ability to make an additional $60 million. They would go to work naked every day. How about that?
Why would he do you a favor?
Enough of the helmets.
I mean, just the easiest possible take. Like, spent all weekend working on it, saying the same thing everyone else is saying, and comes in with a how about that and thinks it's better.
The Dan Levitard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Man, I got to tell you, bro. You're the intern there during the break, huh? Look. Just don't do it to yourself. Stop looking at the Lakers media day with all the photos of AD, his new tattoos on his left arm, and... You know,
caption.
Just
LeBron and AD are looking to add another trophy to the Lakers trophy case.
Stop it.
Bump.
Don't let it affect you.
AD's
move on.
Bum. He can't even stay healthy for 10 games.
Look, stop. Okay. Let the guy alone. He got disinvited from Taco Tuesday, for crying out loud. Already.
What happened to Taco Tuesday? I don't see those videos anymore.
Exactly. Well, once he found out he can't make money off of it, it's done.
Well, so it wasn't for the people.
No. A man of the people. That was Mr. Tim Grubbs.
Well, we just exposed LeBron.
Tim, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. How are things up north?
Oh, I guess it's doing all right. You know, I just walked around the construction site, so I'm a little dusty. I don't know if you've ever walked around a construction site or anything right. like that, but it can get pretty dirty.
Okay, I hear you, but obviously this season you've been covering baseball for us here as Voice of the Cakes and obviously Major League Baseball as well. Everything's pretty much wrapped up, right? All the spots pretty much you got who's going to be in the wild card. It's just a matter of who's going to be the division winner or wild card. That would be in the Central, right? But the Brewers are in.
You know, the Cardinals are in. The American League, I guess. Cleveland
Nationals
still has
right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on the American League side. But, yeah, there's still some placement on, you know, who's going to play who. But, yeah, it's not going to be a circus of a weekend. You know, I mean, a lot of these spots are already locked up. I didn't see it coming. You know, when we were talking last week, I would have never guessed that the Cards would have swept the Cubs. But, wow, I mean, that was impressive. And, you know, just like that, because of that happening, you know, the Nationals, of course, locked up a spot, and the Brewers pretty much locked up a spot because of, you know, a team basically bailing from the playoff picture.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it incredible. It's kind of pathetic, actually. 9 straight losses to your Pirates yesterday, made it 9 in a row. My guess is they're going to continue to lose, and now we got the Cards this weekend, and Madden says he's not even putting out the starters up there. So, hey, fantastic. Let's end the season losing 12 straight. You're going to do it right. Do it right. When you look at the National League, Braves have been talking about their starting rotation for weeks. You and I talked about that. That could be a jinx here. When you look at the Nationals and Brewers, there's especially in baseball, Cubs saw this years ago. It's Zambrano facing James Loney and the Dodgers when they got in there hot. Can a team that's playing well to get in be a team to worry about in the postseason? And I guess I'm referring to the Brewers.
You know, a lot of times, yes. You know, I remember, you know, years ago that Cubs team, that the first time the Cubs made the playoffs in a while, that team went in, you know, very hot, and, you know, they knocked off the Pirates in the wild card game, and they got rolling. Now, they made it all the way to the NLCS and then lost, but, you know, I do think so. Now, this Brewers team, you know, a lot of people were ready to write off, you know, when Christian Yelich, you know, got hurt. And they were like, he was done for the year. And you were like, well, they just lost an MVP candidate. They're done. They're not going to make the postseason. This team's been incredible. Now, they have had a very soft schedule to their benefit. But I think the Brewers could be a team to be reckoned with. I mean, they came pretty close to going to the World Series last year. They took the Dodgers to Game 7 in the NLCS when they came up a little bit short. Do I think they're going to do it? No, but could I see it? I think it's definitely a possibility.
I think one of the things that intrigued me over in the NL, I mean, obviously not, you know, not having my team in there, is I do want to see, I guess, if the Braves can make, or anybody but Graf's Dodgers. Although there's part of me that wants Graf's Dodgers to get to the World Series, lose again, look like the Buffalo Bills, and then eventually clean house because they can't get to the next step. Go Nationals like they did with Dusty Baker, you know?
They could. I don't think they'd clean house if they lost in the World Series again. But they would probably tinker with something if that was the case. They would be messing around a little bit if that's what happened. I mean, the Nationals are a team that has a terrible bullpen, but when you look at their starting rotation, their rotation's solid. I mean, Corbin and Scherzer and Strasburg, you start thinking about those guys. I think their bullpen is, if it's not as bad as the Cubs, it's not far from it. But they could be, if those starters set it up, I think the Nats could cause some problems. But, you know, I think it's a reach. I mean, I think Atlanta's got some talent. I think Washington has some talent. I think the Cardinals, you know, as much as it pains you and I, they're a very good team. But I think the Dodgers really are the team. I mean, I would be shocked 3 weeks from now or a month from now, you and I are talking about any other team out of the National League other than Los Angeles.
It's crazy to think the A's and Rays will be, looks like your wild card teams, or at least right now, that are getting in. Rays over, you know, from the AL East, but Yankees, Twins, and Astros are your division winners. Is it set that the Yankees are playing the Twins? Because that's what I kind of heard Golic and Wingo talking about it earlier this week, and the record with the Yankees and Twins has not only not been good, but they've been beatings. And, you know, you hate to see that for Minnesota. It's been easily a story this season. But if that, both of them, right? Yankees and Twins. I like to see that maybe in the American League Finals.
Yeah, no, it could happen. I mean, yeah, it's a great story for the Twins. I mean, this is a team that was good, pretty good 2 years ago. But last year they were terrible. And, you know, it was a very nice story. And I know Joey's Indians, I said all year, I thought Joey's Indians would catch them. And, you know, Minnesota had enough to hold them off. And, you know, now you'd hate to see you go to the postseason and get knocked out right away. But I do think that's what's inevitable, right? I mean, I think we're just setting up for an Astros-Yankees, Astros, Yankees, ALCS, but, you know, you feel bad you have such a great year and you could get knocked out right away, but you never know. I mean, there's a reason why we play the game. You know, these things can turn in a moment, you know, once you get to the postseason.
So I guess when you take a look at it all, the regular season comes to an end over the weekend. What was your top three stories? Twins being one?
I would say so. You know, the other one, you know, I already talked about him a little bit, was the Nats. You know, the Nationals losing Bryce Harper and making it to the postseason, I think, is a pretty good story. Especially, they were terrible back in April. I think I read that they were 19-31. Mm-hmm. At the start, you know, so the fact that they were that bad in April and May, and for Davey Martinez to turn it around and get this team, even though it's just a wild card, I think that's a great story. I think the Twins, there's a great story. Obviously, the home runs, you know, is going to be a story that is going to not go away. When there's that many home runs and that many strikeouts, you know, those are some huge stories and obviously things that baseball may have to figure out what they're going to do with the baseball.
Tim, as always, man, I appreciate it. And obviously next Tuesday we'll start talking about the playoffs and the playoff matchups that get going on. And there's always next year for your Pirates and my Cubs. And who knows who will be managing the Cubs? Maybe Rossi.
Well, who knows who will be the GM or the manager of the Pirates when it comes along that. Talk about a team, you know, as bad as your Cubs collapse has been, at the All-Star break this year, the Pirates were like four games out of first.
Right.
And now they have the second worst record in the National League. But I guess if you're going to be bad, you might as well go for the draft pick, right?
There you go. There you go. Hey, we're going
There's always one way to look at it.
We're going for 12 straight losses. Why not?
Why not?
At Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow you over on Twitter. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Gus. See you, man.
All right, my man. I got to do this just for you.
I know the caliber of player AD is. Not only from a basketball standpoint, but also from a leadership standpoint and what he can bring to any franchise. And, you know, when Rob and everyone in the upstairs, you know, did what they had to do to acquire a talent and a person as AD, obviously truly excited. You guys probably seen how much time we spent together in the summertime. So
we noticed.
Obviously that spoke for itself, but it's exciting to have such a beautiful young mind,
beautiful player,
but also a great leader as well. You know, and I don't think he gets a lot of credit for that, being
there's,
a leader that
reasons.
He is as well. So,
reasons.
I think it's a great opportunity for this franchise to have such an all around person. I think the basketball will speak for itself, but just an all around great person.
Well, I tell you what, huh?
Recruiting already, baby.
See, in Louisiana, there's these things called Joey Shrimp Boots that you tend to use when you're out there. You might need it for a lot of the stuff you just heard.
Beautiful young man. Beautiful player.
Yeah, you might. It might be waist deep. You're right. Wow. It's your guy, man.
He's just saying all that nice stuff so he get hooked up with some chips. Some ruffled chips.
You think he wants some ruffles?
Yeah, he wants to. Hey, AD. I want a pair of those kicks and some
AD, baby.
Bag of those ruffled chips.
Yep. Boy, I tell you, you can't scroll at all on the ESPN page without seeing any pictures of him, huh?
Seeing.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook. It's media day there. This is Russ.
Before I got traded many years all throughout the season, we've always reflected. Even the time where
Drew Holiday here.
We were both in the room when I won MVP, just seeing myself and him, two inner city guys growing up from LA, in the same room, going for the MVP, talking about it year after year. To me, that's a blessing in itself. It's something that a lot of people around the world, media, fans don't understand, because they were steady trying to pull us apart that year. And it was very important that me and Jane, we stayed close through text, through phone calls. And that's something that we consistently do, because it's important, man. The bigger picture, obviously, the NBA and the championships and MVPs and all the nonsense. But for me, it's about brotherhood and creating a relationship and friendship with somebody that's important. And it's bigger than basketball. And that, to me, that's the most important thing.
It's interesting. I wanted to play that because it's definitely one of the storylines going into this new NBA season. And starting on Monday, obviously, we'll start introducing a lot of those, Pelicans Media Day. But a lot of people want to want to wonder out loud, how is Russell Westbrook and James Harden going to operate on a basketball court? How are they going to get along? So to hear Russ talk about how their relationship's a friendship first, that's going to help, I think, on the court. How do you think the Rockets are going to be with those two guys?
I think they'll be a lot better than they were
with CP.
Yeah, with CP me.
Wow. Well, you said that. You kind of threw it all on his shoulders, huh? I mean, James Harden, you know, it would help if he passed every now and then.
No, I agree. But, you know, James Harden is...
I'm just saying. I mean, if he...
Let a
point guard actually point guard. I mean, I'm just, you know...
Yeah, but
that's fine.
I mean,
no, like, that's fine.
CP can't knock down a consistent three like James Harden can.
That's fine. If you want to blame CP me, that's fine.
He could have had it all in New Orleans. So, I mean...
Wow.
What did he get? One...
Do we need to go back... Do we need to go back and listen to... LeBron's love fest with AD.
What's that second video?
It's not about AD. He says the Staples Center was the biggest winner. Kawhi Leonard, AD, LA fans, all about LA.
Yeah.
On that note.
It's all for the fans.
Yeah. Let's move on. Final thoughts. So we come back. The Sports Hangover puts a wrap on things. Matt Moskonen, after further reviews, on deck in 13 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
I'm Big Mike Fazy, and I approve this message.
Attention, attention. Why will LSU fans go early vote for Big Mike Fazy this Saturday?
I'll tell you why. LSU Tigers bye week is September 28th, the same day as early voting. Remember, early voting starts Saturday, September 28th, and runs through Saturday, October 5th. Polls open 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And don't forget to vote for Big Mike Fazy for State Senate District 20, number 58.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cut Off, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Hello, friends. This is Donnie LaRio, a candidate for state representative. I am extremely proud of my Louisiana Cajun heritage and culture. We are going to lose it forever if we don't work together to save it. District 54 is surrounded by the largest estuary system in America. I will work to develop and support legislation that will affect and protect our seafood industries. From rebuilding the oyster and crabbing industries to working towards obtaining a fair market price for our shrimpers. On October 12th, please vote for Donnie LaRio, number 88, for state representative, District 54. Paid for by Donnie LaRiel.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on Epix. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? The spiraling football from NFL Films? You got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday night football? You got it. NFL The Grind, only on Epix. If you don't have it, get the channel or the app. Series premiere Wednesday. Be there. I will be.
At CDW, we get that an unsecured laptop can put your company's data at risk, making you a little paranoid.
I'm not paranoid. You're paranoid.
CDW can implement a secure mobility solution using the HP EliteBook with Intel 8th generation processors and SureView Privacy to protect your screen from prying eyes.
Did you follow me here?
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/HP security.
What was that?
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, Jordan, going to need some scores here from some fans. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday? We've heard, what, 24-23? We've heard Uptown Rulers got it up to 50-14. UT Joe, 31-3. Cowboys. I'm going to go, I think, a game that's going to be in the 20s. I do, too. I'm going to go something like 27-24. I do think it could be a three-point game.
I'm going to go
because it was tight last year, and I think the Saints win.
I'm going to go with Mike Triplett's take. Uh-huh. I'll be surprised if it's a high-scoring game. And I'm going to say 17-10.
Look, I think the Saints have shown the ability to be able to stop the run. I mean, look, they've shown the ability to be able to contain Todd Gurley in the past, right? Would you say they've not shown the ability to be able to contain top running backs?
Yeah, they have been.
There's potential in this secondary to contain top receivers. And Dallas is a little banged up at that spot. The Saints have power on offense. It's got to get unlocked. I keep saying to me the key, I honestly, really honestly believe Latavius Murray and Jared Cook can have an impact in this game. Now, I'm not saying Murray's going to have 15 carries. He could have five. If three of those five are impactful, two first downs, say a touchdown from the three, right? That could be good. Jared Cook, I think one of the best ways to attack a solid linebacking core is to get them to cover. Jalen Smith, Van Der Esch, and Lee, have them run. Have them run around and cover. I would almost be surprised if Sean doesn't use Kamara as a decoy a few times. You know? Those linebackers can't come in and make plays, Jordan, and rush the quarterback if one has to take Jared Cook, if one has to take Alvin Kamara out the backfield. That makes sense? I can bring a crossing route or something underneath with Michael Thomas.
I think to your point,
or even Ted Ginn.
Latavius Murray does need to step up in this game because just the amount of tape that the Cowboys have on Alvin Kamara from last game, I think Latavius is going to have to switch up that scheme and kind of be like the hidden X factor, if you want to say that.
Look, I mean, Marlon said it. You can be as good a defense as you want. We've seen it with Alabama. You know, keep them on the field. I think third downs can be a stat. That's going to be key. The Saints have to be better than 50% at third down, I think. 5 of 10 ain't going to cut it. I think you got to be 7 of 10, 8 of 10 on third down.
Also, I also want to see
success early on those downs too.
Cleaning it up on the offensive line, maybe less penalties.
Yeah. Yes. Why they played well against Seattle and Teddy did not get sacked and he didn't throw an interception. You did have a lot of false starts. And look, it called back a lot of plays. And to your point, very accurate. Last thing you want against a defense like that, even if you're at home.
First and 20.
You don't need that.
No. Like you did against the Rams.
I mean, you don't need to go from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 7. You might think 5 yards ain't enough. That's plenty in the NFL. Changes a lot of how you attack or defend. We've seen Saints special teams be able to come to fruition and work. So, I don't know. Look, normally I'm the guy who goes, I don't know. Right? I mean, you always tell me, oh, here we go again. Yeah, I don't know. I actually am confident about the Saints on Sunday. I'm probably as confident about the Saints as I've been in a long time. Going into a game against a very good opponent. They're good.
Was the last time against the Cowboys when we were on a 10-game winning streak? And
I thought that, well, again, I told you, though, I told you during the game. I mean, you saw it. I did not care for the game plan. It was Sean wanted to come out and wing it everywhere. You cannot do it against this team.
Plus, Drew Brees was very off.
I mean, there's a reason I have brought up the fact that Latavius, you have to run the football Sunday. You have to run the football Sunday. You got to help Teddy out. And he's going to have to take some shots. Ted Ginn, here it is. Here you go. He seems to have a nice little understanding with Theodore, as he calls him. I'm going to go with Ted Ginn with the touchdown pass here. Thanks to everybody that joined us. Thanks to everybody that tuned in. Matt Moscone after further review is up next. Right here on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball.